This is the Varsity Sports Show, your home for youth, high school, college sports, and you. Empowering education and enabling dreams right here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Now, here's your host, Vince DeLisio.
Good morning. This is Alyssa Firestone with the Varsity Sports Show here to share some big news for Varsity Sports. As this past week, the show reported it will now be evolving into a nationally syndicated program affiliated with the Sports Map Radio Network, now airing on nearly 100 different stations across the country. The Varsity Sports Show has been producing strictly local content since it first started off as a weekly hour podcast known as the JB Sports Show in 2019. In 2021, the JB Sports Show became the Varsity Sports Show and began broadcasting all local high school sports and established an internship agreement introducing college and high school student interns to the show. Show host Vince DeLisio explained how the interns were one of the key contributing factors to the show's decision to go national.
What influenced us to go national was our students, our broadcast students that are reporting for us. We have students that intern for us all over the country, and they want to report on news around them. Now, with this national platform, it's going to be more relevant. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
DeLisio added that one of the things that he is most excited about within the opportunity is discovering new talent.
What I'm really looking forward to is continuing to find new talent out there and allowing, having that new talent report from their part of the country. And that is probably the biggest excitement about venturing into this Sports Map Network affiliate program that we'll be participating in. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Varsity Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Vince DeLisio, and I can't tell you how excited we are to debut our show nationally. Who are we? What are we? Guys, you are going to find out that and much more. As you heard on the onset, at the onset from our very own Alyssa Firestone, we are a lot of things. We are a local show, a national show. We report on news, on sports, and we do it with an amazing team of broadcast students, journalists, talent. It has just become such a mecca for drawing talent to this platform. We originated out of Phoenix, Arizona, and where we've been doing this thing for 5 years. We've expanded nationally, as you are witnessing now with the Sports Map Radio Network, and we are represented on every corner of this country. We have broadcast intern staff out of Arizona State University, the University of Arizona, Grand Canyon University, Texas Southern University, University of Florida, Gainesville, and more coming. We do a lot of great things. We do live streaming, podcasts, television, radio, and for the next hour, you are going to lay witness to some great news, some positive, uplifting stories, and I'm just privileged and honored to be a part of it. And I want to start off by welcoming you and thanking you for joining us for what will be an amazing adventure, for a lot of fun. And for those of you students out there, young people that want to get into broadcast journalism and you want to intern, get in touch with us. You can reach us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Just type in Varsity Sports Show, all one word, or go to Twitter/X, go to @VarsityShow and get in touch with us. You can also email us info@VarsitySportsShow.com. Once again, my name is Vince DeLisio. Thank you for joining us here on a beautiful Saturday morning, wherever you are in this country. We'll be on every week from 11 to 12. Thank you to all of our Sports Map Radio Network affiliates from coast to coast. We're going to be on, as I said, every Saturday, 11 a.m. Eastern, whatever time zone you happen to fall in. We're going to have a great time. I want to introduce our broadcast interns that are joining me today. and you'll hear from different ones each and every week. But our special co-host today from the Arizona State University Cronkite School of Media Studies, we have Alex Medina. Alex, welcome to the Varsity Sports Show.
Good morning, America. Vince, doesn't that sound great to say?
It does.
My name is Alex.
I hope that's not copyrighted.
My name is Alex Medina, and I'm a junior sports journalism student at Walter Cronkite School of Journalism and Mass Communication at Arizona State University. I am so happy to be here with you guys today. You guys are going to hear some great content.
Awesome. And then, of course, Olivia Hansen, recent graduate from Grand Canyon University. Olivia, how are you?
Good morning. Yeah, this is Olivia. I am doing well. This is a very exciting opportunity. GCU has prepared me for this, I really feel like, and super excited for this opportunity, super excited to be here nationally.
Awesome. And then joining us on the line, our other co-host out of the University of Florida in Gainesville, Eitan Ohana. Eitan, how are you?
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, I'm doing great here at the University of Florida. It's getting near noon here for us, so starting to get into my day a lot more.
There we go. So let's tee this up and let you know exactly what all of you are going to expect by listening to the Varsity Sports Show. I guarantee you, you're going to find something that you'll find interest in. What I've explained to our team as we go through each and every semester is that we're not just a sports show, but we're storytellers. We're looking for stories of perseverance, of overcoming obstacles, of victory, happy things. While, you know, we may at times view the world through rose-colored glasses, we don't report negative news. We don't have to. There's plenty of outlets out there that do that. We're trying to develop talent and journalists and provide a platform not only to our broadcasters on a national scale, but also point out all the great things going on in their communities nationally so that it makes our world and our country just a little bit smaller. And we're excited and very privileged and honored and humbled to be a small part of a cog in the wheel, as you say, so to speak, that to deliver good news going on. Every week, we're going to have features. We're going to do interviews. Some will be live. Some will be pre-recorded segments. And they are things that our team will be developing, reporting on. We've got some amazing guests, some amazing features, some amazing stories. We'll have a West Coast report, a Northeast report, a Pacific Northwest, a Southwest, a South, a Midwest. Every corner of our country is going to be covered. And we just appreciate being along for this ride in reporting news and reporting, telling stories that are important to you. So we are going to have a lot of fun with that. We are the Varsity Media Foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we rely on donations to fund our operations and to develop this platform for our students. There's a lot of schools out there that don't have a platform for students to practice their trade. And I had a conversation with a dean of a big university last year that said, look, in the past 5 years, we have tripled in size of our student enrollment, but we haven't tripled the number of opportunities available for our students to practice their trade. We have a lot of classroom practicum coursework that they go through, but never an opportunity for them to put on a headset, to produce content, to edit that content on a scale like what you are providing for our students. So we welcome the challenge and the opportunity to be that platform and to continue to do that. And we appreciate the partnerships, the strategic partnerships with those schools as we continue to grow, as well as our business partners in the community that allow us to continue doing what we do. So we're having a lot of fun doing it. And guys, and I use the term guys as a term of endearment. I'm referring to all genders when I say that. But, guys, we have a heck of a show in store. Tune in every week. If you are listening and your local community does not subscribe to the Sports Map Radio Network, get somewhere where you can hear us. The live stream link will on the Sports Map app will allow you that. So thanks again for tuning in with us. Coming up after the break, we have an exclusive interview. I have an old friend out there. I'm fortunate in that I've got some good friends in this industry, and one of them that's been a big, strong advocate of ours is a gentleman by the name of Dick Stockton. Who is Dick Stockton, you might ask? Dick Stockton is only one of the most legendary broadcasters in this business. If there's a ball that's used in a sport, he has broadcast it. He has done the Olympics, the NFL, Major League Baseball, which is one of his longtime passions, NBA basketball. He was the voice, literally the voice of the NBA Finals during the 1980s, the Lakers and Celtics series. For 9 years, he called those finals series. He has stories beyond belief. We're going to skim the surface. He retired a year ago after a 55-year career, and he's been enjoying life as he continues to enjoy life. So we'll hear from Mr. Stockton in the next segment. Beyond that, we've got some incredible content. We'll have a West Coast report from our very own Lauren Abazid talking about big news out of Tucson, Arizona, and of course with the University of Arizona football coach Jed Fish bolting for the University of Washington. Big news. How can you not when you're literally doubling your salary? Quentin Wilson, our intern from the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, he is going to report on Southern California high school basketball and national implications there in recruiting. Our very own Alexandria Medina is going to tell a story of a young man named Koa Pete, who you're going to hear a lot more from him, and he's locally out of the Phoenix area, but recruited nationally. This is national news, folks. If you want national high school news, you're in the right place. If you want college news, you are in the right place. Our very own Nash Dara will present the Midwest Report, talking a little hockey, okay, out of the Midwest. Guys, stick around here on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Vince DeLisio here on the Varsity Sports Show. We'll be right back with Dick Stockton. Don't go anywhere. Go Varsity.
You're listening to the Varsity Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Now back to your host, Vince DeLisio.
Okay, joining us on the line, legendary broadcaster who just concluded a 55-year career covering everything, you name it, regardless of the shape of the ball, he did it, and his name is Dick Stockton. Dick, thank you for joining us here on the Varsity Sports Show, and we are so excited to talk to you about a couple of different things in our limited time, but thanks again for joining us.
Well, it's great to be on, and I know that when you're nationally syndicated, you're getting bigger, and bigger and better is tremendous. And Vince, you're the guy for it, so I'm happy to be part of it.
Oh, thank you, Dick. What I wanted to do was start off by talking a little bit about your knowledge base in what's going on with the NFL. As you know, last week we had a couple of retirements. You're no stranger to retirement, so these guys retired. Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, Bill Belichick. I don't know if they're truly retired, but they stepped away. What's your take on what they've done throughout their career and maybe this move?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Actually, they weren't all retired. Nick Saban retired. And I think, there are a lot of factors that could have gone in, although he didn't really precisely say why. And the rest were firings. I mean, Bill Belichick, a part of the ways, it was a mutual thing. I don't think Robert Kraft, after 24 years and 6 Super Bowls, was going to outright fire him. But you knew that the way things were going lately, that a change had to be made. And I was a little surprised at Pete Carroll with the Seahawks and Mike Vrabel with the Tennessee Titans, because they had been winning coaches. And, and Vrabel a couple of years ago, number one seed. And they're both known as good coaches. And I know that, for Carroll is in his 70s. But I think what happens is that sometimes, Vince, owners, listen to other people and don't always listen to the football people inside. And, people are always knocking coaches.
Yeah.
And say you got to make a change here and there. But when you look at what these guys have done and done recently, I was surprised.
Well, you're getting a lot of different perspectives, like you said, about owners and who they're listening to and if they're listening to other people. But you've got three guys that were at the top of their profession. Mm-hmm. And you wonder, is the grass always greener? Is it greener? Is there somebody else better out there for a situation? And you tend to kind of scratch your head in that issue.
Yeah, that's a great point. And you always think it's going to be better. And I know that the Belichick thing, you know, kind of had to be done. And, you know, when we'll talk about, you know, Nick Saban and his retirement, which was probably at the right time in his view. But, you know, Belichick and Kraft, Robert Kraft, they look like they're really close, and they have been close, and they worked 24 years together. But a few years ago, it was Belichick who actually told Kraft that he thought that Tom Brady was through as a winning head coach. And I think that's a fact. And so they let Brady go, and he went to Tampa Bay and won another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I think that sticks in the craw of Bob Kraft still. And I think that Belichick, who ran everything, I mean, if a pencil broke at the Foxborough headquarters, Bill Belichick knew about it. And he controlled everything there. And so now they've got to go and have a situation where a new coach, Jared Mayo, won't have total control. And I'm wondering where Belichick is going to go in his next stop, because he won't have total control there, I'm sure, either.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, the other issue that tends to draw a little bit of controversy is, and we try to stay as far away from controversy as possible, but a discussion point is the fact that you're seeing it a lot in college football. And, you know, it's business. It's business. You're seeing coaches. 2 days ago, we had, you know, a couple days ago, we had the head football coach at the University of Arizona negotiating a contract, and all of a sudden, University of Washington comes in and bigger and better, and then it leaves the fact, well, we had a bunch of recruits come in that have, signed letters of intent, that have enrolled in school, and now they're left with, well, our coach just left. Transfer portal and coaches running, leaving schools. What's your opinion on all of that with regard to transfer? Yeah.
Yeah, Vince, it's that and NIL, which is name, likeness, and image, name, image, and likeness in that order. And there are players that are getting $1 million or more, or several million dollars to play college football, or $5 million in some cases, but really boggles the mind. I remember they used to say, well, this football player is getting $15 for laundry money, and that's what he's getting from the university. Those days are long gone.
Right.
But the transfer portal is kind of strange, because what happens is that anyone can transfer. You used to sit out a year. Now you don't have to sit out. And what happens is, I think sometimes there could be some tampering going on. I mean, you see a second stringer who's not getting play, and another college will say, come with us and you'll start. I mean, that happens during the season. I mean, I went to Syracuse University, and they've been mediocre as a football program, and they got Ohio State's quarterback next year for the transfer portal, paying him over $1 million. So there's something wrong with this picture somewhere. And I think that may be one of the reasons why Nick Saban said at age 72, I've seen enough.
Yeah. Once again, joining us on the line, veteran broadcaster, 55-year career, most famous for covering the NFL, the NBA, and Major League Baseball, Dick Stockton. Let's transition. Let's talk a little NFL playoffs and divisionals.
If you could figure this out. I mean, there are so many alternatives going on because a lot depends on games that have still to be played, in the wild card round, as you know.
Yeah, so we're looking at what's remaining out there in terms of NFL divisional rounds. How do you feel about some of these teams? Now, you obviously have covered every team out there. Do you have favorites?
No, I don't have. Well, I mean, I don't root for teams. I was a New York Giant football fan growing up because I grew up in Queens in New York, and that made sense. I've always liked the Steeler organization, and I work there, and I'm very close with the Rooney family and have been for many, many years. And by the way, that's an ownership that has had three head coaches in 60 years.
Wow.
Okay. So, they've had Chuck Noll, Bill Cowher, and Mike Tomlin. And, if they can have a losing year and no one's going to tell them to get rid of them. And, the Steelers, I don't know, the 49ers, everyone loves the 49ers and everyone loves the Ravens, and they're the number one seeds. And so that the number one seeds don't always get there. The Cowboys getting upset by the Packers was a shock. And that's why Bill Belichick could possibly, and that's the intriguing thing, wind up there. If Jerry Jones says, look, I want to win a Super Bowl soon before it's too late for me. And Belichick feels the same way. And they have a quarterback in Dak Prescott who, has the means to get them there. But I don't root for anyone. And I think that every game, Vince, that I see in the playoffs It's no momentum has nothing to do with this because the Rams had momentum. Teams all of a sudden have a bad game, and it can happen anytime. Coaches don't know how their team is going to play the day of the game. So it's a crapshoot, and I just watch the passing parade and watch the games.
Yeah. As you look, is it, you know, and again, yeah, and I know that, obviously you don't have favorites or anything, but in terms of the landscape, AFC this year, NFC this year, I mean, you got Kansas City that's always in it. Now they're even talking potentially Detroit of all teams. I mean, how do you feel about, you know, watching this play out and the parity?
Well, I think it's great. And, you know, parity, I think it's the fact is that anyone can win any game. And Detroit was not a surprise to win. I mean, they were expected to win their division. And it was amazing that Jared Goff finally got a measure of satisfaction after beating Matthew Stafford. They were traded for each other, Rams and Lions quarterbacks, a few years ago, and Stafford won a Super Bowl. I'm amazed, Vince, that the young quarterbacks who have done so well, C.J. Stroud, who's done an incredible job with Houston, and Jordan Love. And, you know, the amazing thing, before the season started, everyone was talking about Aaron Rodgers. That was going to be the story of the year. Mm-hmm. So the Packers decide to get rid of Rodgers. They trade him. He goes to the Jets, gets hurt, out for the year on the fourth play of the year. They're gone with Love, who hardly played a game, and Love beats the Cowboys, and he's still alive in the playoffs. That's a pretty good story right there. So I watch the stories week to week. The 49ers appear to me the best team in the NFC. In the AFC, I don't think that's an easy drop in the bucket for anyone.
Sure. His name is Dick Stockton, retiring the last couple of years after a 55-year career, covered everything from NBA, was the voice of the NBA, to Major League Baseball, to the NFL, the Super Bowl, the Olympics, everything and anything. Dick, thank you so much for joining us here on the Varsity Sports Show, and we'll look forward to circling back with you.
Vince, congratulations, and always a pleasure to be on. Thank you.
Guys, welcome back. And you know, what an incredible guy. What an incredible career. I mean, Dick Stockton's a friend, and he'll tell me, he'll say, look, Vince, you can ask me anything you want, and I'll tell you everything. It's been an incredible career. I've loved every minute of it, and he's just a great guy. So Dick Stockton, one of the good guys in the profession, truly is. Joined here with our broadcast team this week, Alex Medina from Arizona State University and Olivia Hansen from Grand Canyon University, and on the phone, Eitan Ohana from the University of Florida. We're going to transition to the break. And when we come back, guys, stick around. We got a lot more great content here on the Varsity Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. Go Varsity.
This is the Varsity Sports Show, your home for youth, high school, college sports, and you. Empowering education and enabling dreams, right here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Now back to your host, Vince DeLicio.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Varsity Sports Show on a Saturday morning, beautiful Saturday morning, wherever you're at on this globe, anywhere. My name is Vince DeLicio, and so excited to continue to spotlight all that's great going on out there in high school and college sports. We're going to turn it over to some regions now, and a breakdown of our show is, in a good way, is that we break out portions of the country where we're getting some quality reporting from our amazing intern team, and we're going to start off, let's go left to right. We're going to start on our West Coast. Let's start off with our West Coast report.
The West Coast report.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Abuzed, based in Tucson. At the University of Arizona, Jed Fish had been a very popular topic this week. For those of you who don't know, Fish was a former head coach of the University of Arizona's football team. He had decided to part ways from the Arizona Wildcats to take over a new head coaching job at the University of Washington. Washington offered Fish a 7-year contract. He was set to make $3.5 million in the 2024 season at the University of Arizona. At the end of his 7-year contract with Washington, Fish will have made $54 million. Before Fish took over the Arizona Wildcats football team, they had lost 12 games in a row. Fish coached a total of 3 seasons. And this past season, the team finished with a record of 10 wins and 3 losses. The team also made it to the Alamo Bowl, which was played against Oklahoma. The Wildcats won against Oklahoma. This would be their first bowl game that they have won since 2015. A majority of Arizona's coaching staff is expected to join him in Washington. In a 3-minute press conference given Tuesday, Fish said it is going to be our goal to get all of them here and to get a crew together and stay together.
I'm Clinton Wilson with the Varsity Sports Show. Now,
the
CIS playoffs are around the corner. We look at Sierra Canyon High School in Chatsworth, California, one of the top schools for boys basketball in the state. This school has produced several current NBA players, including Marvin Bagley III, Kenya Martin Jr., Brandon Boston Jr., and Zaire Williams. Sierra Canyon is currently ranked 6th in the state and 46th nationally, according to MaxPreps.com. They have an overall record of 20 wins and 1 loss for the season, with a 15-game win streak, which is their longest since the 2020-2021 season. Additionally, they have a 23-0 win streak at home, which has been ongoing since last season. The Trailblazers have been dominant throughout the season, winning by an average of 36 points. They are currently in first place in the Mission League. Justin Pippen, the starting guard and son of NBA legend Scottie Pippen, is averaging 18 points per game this season. He has received offers from the University of California, Berkeley, Sacramento State, and Northern Arizona. Bryce James, the second eldest son of LeBron James, is also on the team and is averaging 8 points per game. Senior players Noah Williams and Isaiah Elohim have also been performing well. Williams, who has signed with Cal State Northridge, is averaging 18 points, while Elohim, who has signed with Arkansas, is averaging 14. As the regular season comes to a close, the Trailblazers are looking to finish strong with the CIF playoffs approaching. Their last regular season game will be against Notre Dame High School on January 26, which is another top-ranked team in the state. Stay tuned for more updates on Sierra Canyon High School basketball. This is Quinton Wilson reporting for the Varsity Sports Show.
Good morning, America. I am Alexandra Medina from the Varsity Sports Show, and you are listening to the Sports Map Radio Network. Perry High School, located in Gilbert, Arizona, has been in the eyes of many lately, not only because they have been ranked as one of the best high schools in the nation for boys basketball, but because of 16-year-old 5-star recruit Koa Pete. Koa Pete currently holds over 30 Division I scholarship offers, but his list of accomplishments continues on. Koa Pete may be young, but he has already been named USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year, has earned 2 gold medals while playing for USA Basketball, and has helped lead Perry High School and his teammates to 2 state championship victories. While Koa's accomplishments may shock the nation, the Pete family is no stranger to success. Koa's brother, Andres Pete, is currently a part of the New Orleans Saints 52-man roster, and his father also played in the NFL. While many would think that Koa's success is because of hard work and dedication, Koa believes otherwise.
I think it came with good parenting and having good siblings around me. They kind of paved the way for me.
While Koa's numbers display true leadership on the court, varsity head coach of the Perry High School boys basketball team stated that Koa is an even bigger leader off of the court.
I think you have to talk in terms of Perry High School as a school in whole. And our basketball program, he's a leader. He's a great teammate. He's very coachable. He sets the tone for our guys. And he's allowed us to be where we are. He's the pure definition of a student athlete.
While Koa has been able to see the true definition of success right in front of his eyes, he made sure to mention something very important.
Celebrate it when you get it, but then you got to keep moving forward and not live on the past.
As Koa continues his high school athletic term, he embraces his accomplishments, Perry High School, his family, and the future. I am Alexandra Medina, and you are listening to Sports Map Radio Network.
The Midwest Report.
Happy Saturday morning, everyone. Hope you're enjoying this first episode of the Varsity Sports Radio Show here on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Nash Dara, and for today's segment looking at the Midwest, we are going to the Windy City to look at boys hoops in the beautiful city of Chicago, as well as checking out boys hockey rankings in Wisconsin and Minnesota as we are nearing the end of this year's winter sports season. For basketball in Illinois, the McDonald's All-American nominees have been released, and 3 of Chicago's very own players have been nominated for this year's most important national high school basketball game. 2 of the 3 players come from the dominant De La Salle Institute. The forwards Richard Lindsay and fellow teammate Tavarion Williams have exceeded expectations this year and will be heading to Houston, Texas to participate in the national game. The third player is Lane Tech's very own Shahid Solibo. Solibo has been a force his entire high school career and will be able to show off his skills on high school's biggest stage come April. Now heading up north, we are looking at the hockey rankings in the Bitter Cold states of Minnesota and Wisconsin. First, in Wisconsin, this week's top six teams have been listed on Wisconsin Prep Hockey. That order goes first to the Stephen Point Panthers, who remain undefeated this year. Not far behind are the Chippewa Falls Cardinals with a record of 15-3. Next on the podium is the Bayport Pirates, followed by Eau Claire Memorial, and finishing off with the Brookfield Stars and the Madison Edgewood Crusaders. Now we are in Hockey Town, in the great state of Minnesota. This week's top three listed teams go in order from Minnetonka, who has been first on the leaderboard all year, followed by Wayzata, and closed out with Edina, who had moved up two spots from last week. That's all the time that I am given. I would like to thank you guys for listening and advise you to stick around to hear some more of the major content in high school sports news going around the country. I am Nash Darrow, and this is the Varsity Sports Show.
The Northeast Report.
I'm Kobe Bronstein with the Varsity Sports Show. Springfield, Massachusetts is the birthplace of basketball and also home to one of the premier showcases in the high school basketball scene. The Hoopall Classic brought the heat in 2024. 66 ESPN Top 100 recruits across the 2024, 25, and 26 classes were featured on the boys' side and 15 across four games on the girls' side. Montverde Academy is among the elite of high school basketball year after year and didn't disappoint on the center stage this past weekend. They have seven ESPN Top 100 recruits and are spearheaded by the consensus number one recruit in the senior class, Cooper Flagg. The 6'9" Duke commit was magnificent with his above-the-rim play and fearsome swats in the defensive end. He electrified the Springfield crowd with a 25-point, 9-board, 7-assist, and 5-block tally in the Golden Eagles' win over Oak Hill Academy. Montverde's stiffest test came against Prolific Prep, led by the number one junior in the country, A.J. DeBansta, who shined with 21 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists in a 76-71 defeat to Montverde. Long Island Lutheran is among the best of the best on the girls' side and got monstrous performances from their core. Notre Dame commit Kate Koval put up numbers with 32 points and 11 boards, while USC signee Kaylee Heckel recorded a 24-point, 11-rebound, and 11-assist triple-double in a 20-point win over Etiwanda. Meanwhile, the younger generation of NBA legends are on the rise. Carlos Boozer's twins, Cameron and Caden, and Jason Richardson's two sons, Jace and Jackson, at Christopher Columbus High School, got the better of Long Island Lutheran and Kion Anthony, son of 10-time All-Star Carmelo Anthony. Cameron Boozer earned the Most Outstanding Player of the Game Award with 26 points, while Caden dropped 16. The future of basketball is bright at the hands of the many Hoopall Classic participants this year. I'm Kobe Bronstein, and you're listening to the Varsity Sports Show.
Welcome back to the Varsity Sports Show here on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Vince DeLicio, and yeah, a lot of great news coast to coast. You heard from our very own Lauren Abazid from the West Coast, Quentin Wilson, Alexandria Medina, and then we headed to the Midwest. Nash Darrow talked a little bit of high school basketball and hockey. Kobe Bronstein, who we just heard from with the Northeast Report, talking about some top high school boys and girls basketball programs out there in the northeastern part of the country. So wherever you're listening from, you guys have any news, anything big, newsworthy on a national scale that you'd like to report, get in contact with us. Head up our head over to our social media at Varsity Show, Twitter and X, and Varsity Sports Show everywhere else. Guys, when we come back, we'll have more news here on the Varsity Sports Show. Go Varsity! Welcome back to the Varsity Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Vince DeLicio. Thanks again for tuning in wherever you are in the country. We'll be here every Saturday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 11 to 12. A lot of good stuff, a lot of great reporting from our incredible team coast to coast. Coming up next, we've got reports from the South.
with our very own Sammy Califf reporting a little Alabama football recruiting. Eitan Ohana giving us a Southeast report, talking a little bit of University of Florida Gator men's tennis. And let's take it away. Go ahead, Sammy.
The South Report.
What's up, guys? This is Sammy Califf with the Varsity Sports Show coming at you today with another story. Today's edition will feature the current state of Alabama football. I will be dissecting and depicting the current events of the Crimson Tide. Nick Saban's retirement has sent shockwaves throughout the world of football, including potential recruits at the University of Alabama. Over the last few weeks, two star wide receivers decommitted from the Crimson Tide's incoming class of players. Star receivers Ryan Williams and Jamie French announced their decisions following Saban's retirement. The bleeding doesn't stop for Alabama, however, as players are beginning the process of entering the transfer portal. Alabama recently lost star wide receiver Isaiah Bond to the University of Texas. Running back Rodell Williams also entered the portal and committed to Florida State University. Alabama is also set to lose linebacker Sean Murphy. This month, Ryan Williams will visit Louisiana State University, Alabama, and the University of Texas. In February, he will visit Auburn before National Signing Day. French recently announced on his official X account that he was reoffered by the University of Colorado Boulder. For some background, Ryan Williams was born in Saraland, Alabama, and recently reclassified to the class of 2024. According to ESPN.com, Williams is ranked third in the state of Alabama for wide receivers and seventh in the entire Southeast. Williams committed to Alabama in October of 2022. Jamie French was born in Jacksonville, Florida. According to ESPN.com, French is ranked as the number two wide receiver in Florida. He is also ranked seventh in the entire East Coast. French committed to Alabama in July 2023 and is a part of the class of 2025. It is currently unknown where both men will be playing in the future. And that about wraps it up for today's edition. Thank you guys so much for listening. This is Sammy Califf from the Varsity Sports Show, and I will see you next time.
The Southeast Report.
Good morning. I'm Eitan Ohana with the Varsity Sports Show, and I'm here with the head coach of the Florida men's tennis team, Adam Steinberg. Coach Steinberg, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Coach, this Florida team is a very young one this year, with a majority of the players being freshmen. What's it like having athletes who might be more raw compared to older, more experienced players?
Yeah, you see, oh, you can't see me. The gray hair. it's obviously a really young team, six freshmen, but, you know, with youth comes a lot of enthusiasm, which is a lot, you know, it's just so much fun. And we feel we have a great freshman class. And, you know, obviously you need a mix of a little bit, you know, some older guys to be more in a leadership role. But these young guys are really talented. They're hungry. They really want to be great. They have big goals. So it's exciting to be a part of. And I tell them all the time, they're going to grow together through these next few years. So it's pretty cool.
What's your approach with younger guys? Like, what do you focus more on with them as opposed to guys, you know, might have more experience, might know what to do more?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I guess on the tennis side with younger guys, you're probably doing a little bit more on the technical side with them and maybe making some early changes. But, you know, just introducing them as much as possible to college tennis and education about what it's going to be like, try to put them in different environments in the fall. And like last week, early on, we went and did a small tournament with the University of Illinois and just try and give them, hey, as much insight to how it's going to be, because college tennis is different. It's completely different to anything they've ever experienced. So, and then in my old age, I think I've gotten more patient with younger players, which I feel is important for them just because they have a lot going on in terms of time management and school and just getting used to things.
Yeah. Coach, obviously you've had experiences before coming to Florida. You go over from Michigan. How do you feel all those experiences throughout your life, being a head coach, not being a head coach, you know, playing? How has all that helped prepare you for this chapter of your career?
Yeah, I think it all led to this position at Florida, and they're invaluable, those experiences. experiences I've had at, you know, at a lot of different universities and, you know, being an assistant coach in the past, being a head coach for a pretty long time now, it, you know, and all the players I've coached, they've taught me so much where, you know, when you get to a new job like this, you still learn a lot. I feel like I just started coaching in a lot of ways coming here. But it's, you know, it all leads, all those experiences for me are invaluable. And I still love every minute of it. And it's still every day I wake up and I'm excited to be the coach at Florida.
Coach Steinberg, thank you so much for joining us today and good luck with this upcoming season. I'm Eitan Ohana. Have a good day.
Welcome back to the Varsity Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network. My name is Vince DeLicio, and you've been hearing from our amazing team. What are we? If you're just tuning in now, we are a nationally broadcast radio show that focuses on developing young talent. Developing talent, doesn't matter if you're young, old, I don't care if you're 9 years old or 90 years old. If you've got an eye and an ear for this industry and business and you want to get involved and intern, by all means, get in touch with us from whatever corner of the map that you're on, and we look forward to it. Our amazing team, we've covered regions today, the West Coast, the Midwest, the Southeast, the South, the Northeast, and more to come in coming weeks. You can tune into us every single week on the Sports Map Radio Network at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and we've got even some amazing, incredible talent sitting with us this morning. Alex Medina from Arizona State University. Alex, what can we hear from you on in coming weeks?
Next up, I'm going to be telling you guys about a varsity baseball coach that is going to be making the National High School Baseball Coaches Association. He's won 74% of his games.
Perfect. Okay, in the Southwest region, we got a lot to come with that. We don't want to give too much away now. Olivia, how about you? Olivia Hansen.
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from Louisville, Colorado. Big name out there is Coach Prime, so I'm excited to talk
Coach
about
Prime.
Yeah,
wow.
Rebuilding. Okay. I think we need to be patient and keep the intensity and pressure, so really excited to talk about and report on that next.
Love it. And Eitan Ohana, University of Florida in Gainesville. Eitan, what can we expect from you in coming weeks?
Yeah, well, Vince, I feel really lucky to be here in Gainesville where there's a lot of sports happening. It's a big sports school, so you can expect a lot of stuff from the University of Florida sports and also nationally.
All right, there we go. Yeah, and this is a national show, so a lot of national implications, both at the high school level, the college level. You're hearing about NIL, you're hearing about transfer portals, you're hearing about guys going, you know, guys and girls going here and there, and a lot of amazing stories to tell out there. Get in touch with us on social media at Varsity Show on Twitter or X, and Varsity Sports Show on every other social media platform. We want to tell your story. If you want to join us in an intern capacity, or you've just got a story to tell, let us know. One of our journalists will get in contact with you, and we look forward to telling your stories and hearing more about you from wherever you are on every corner of this country. Should be a lot of fun. Make sure to tune in every single week here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time, whatever time zone you're in. And we look forward to having you start your Saturday morning off with us. Once again, my name is Vince DeLicio. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you here on the Varsity Sports Show every single week. I want to start off by thanking our co-hosts today from Arizona State University, Alex Medina, from Grand Canyon University, Olivia Hansen, from the University of Florida at Gainesville, Eitan Ohana. Once again, folks, please be sure to check out all of our archived content on Twitter at Varsity Show, as well as Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Thanks to our producer in studio, Austin Rodriguez, today. Join us back here next Saturday, 11 to 12 Eastern Time. Tell your friends it's the Varsity Sports Show on the Sports Map Radio Network, and we will have more for you. Coming weeks, we're going to have stories from every region of the map. We're going to bring on, like to thank our amazing guests this morning, and of course, led off by Dick Stockton, longtime sports broadcaster in the industry. Dick, thank you so much for being a friend of our program, for being such an advocate for what we do here, and more. Guys, we'll talk to you next week. Sports Map Radio Network, Varsity Sports Show. Vince out. Go Varsity.